killer robots taking over the world. It's a classic, right? Sci-fi thriller stuff. But how close is it to like the actual world of AI?
Well, that's what we're here to find out.
Exactly. We're ditching the Hollywood drama today and really diving deep into AI for dummies.
Yeah, uncovering that fascinating reality of AI.
And don't worry, we're not going back to AI kindergarten here.
Even experts, they got to start with the fundamentals.
This book really breaks it down, though, those complex concepts, into bite-sized pieces,
Yeah.
perfect for, well, for this deep dive. And look,
Yeah.
by the end of this, you'll be able to navigate the AI world like confidently, separate the hype from, what's actually going on.
Absolutely.
So first things first, what is AI?
Well, the book defines it as essentially a subfield of computer science, where computers can perform tasks that, we usually associate with human
So,
intelligence.
like, we're trying to make machines think like us?
Essentially, yeah. Or at least mimic how we think.
Yeah.
It's not about building a robot replica.
Okay, so not like building a robot replica of ourselves.
Right. It's more about creating systems that can perform, very specific tasks intelligently.
And in a lot of cases, exceeding what we can even do.
Often, yeah, in those
That's it.
specific areas.
Like how my favorite online store seems to know what I want before I do.
Right. That's a great example of AI at play. So if you think about it, think about how we go through, solving a problem or making a decision.
Okay.
We sense information, we reason through it, and then we take action.
So, like, if someone offers you pizza, you hear the word pizza, you process that information, and then you're like, oh, I love pizza. And then your response is, yes, please, extra cheese.
Precisely. That's it.
Yeah.
And AI systems work in a remarkably similar way, taking in information, and analyzing it based on their training data, and then boom, they generate a response or some kind of action.
Input, process, output. It's like a, I don't know, a digital brain in a way.
You could say that, yeah. Now, let's go back to that online store, though.
Okay.
Platforms like Amazon, they use AI to, really personalize that shopping experience.
Yeah, they're really good at it. Creepy good sometimes.
Well, they analyze your past purchases, your browsing history, even what similar users are buying, and all that to figure out what you might want next.
So if I'm like constantly browsing for noise-canceling headphones, and everyone else who bought those also bought, let's say, a white noise machine.
Well, the AI might just suggest a white noise machine to you. Makes sense.
It does, yeah.
It's called collaborative filtering, basically identifying these patterns in huge, massive data sets of user behavior to, again, predict your preferences.
It's like a digital matchmaker,
Yes.
except instead of finding you a date, it's finding you the, I don't know, the perfect pair of headphones.
Precisely. But this goes way beyond just online shopping. Take, for example, IBM's Watson.
Okay.
Now, this AI system, this operates a bit differently. It's like a digital Sherlock Holmes.
Wait, hold on. Sherlock Holmes, as in the detective with the Deerstalker hat, what does he have to do with any of this with AI?
Well, you know that scene in the books where Sherlock deduces someone's been to China just based on, like, a fish tattoo?
Okay.
Yeah.
Watson works similarly. Instead of relying on like hard-coded rules, it analyzes tons of data text, in this case, to answer questions.
So instead of saying this is the answer, it's more like based on what I'm seeing, this is the most likely answer.
Exactly. Each piece of information is like a clue, right? And the
Yeah.
more compelling the clue is, the more weight it carries in influencing, that final answer.
So it's not about being absolutely certain, it's about probability, weighing the evidence, just like, well, like a real detective.
Exactly.
That's fascinating. But okay, if Watson is all about text, how does AI make sense of images or sounds?
Ah, well, that's where another fascinating area of AI comes in, deep learning. So imagine showing someone a picture, right?
They don't just see a random jumble of pixels. They see, well, a meaningful image. And deep learning, that's what it aims to do.
Okay, I'm definitely intrigued. Tell me more about this deep learning thing. How does that work?
So imagine a network,
Yeah.
right? A complex network kind of inspired by our own brains, layers upon layers of these interconnected nodes.
Okay.
This is essentially a neural network, the core of deep learning. So each node, it processes information and passes it along, but no single node actually understands the whole picture. It's the combined processing power of this entire network that allows it to do things like recognize images, understand speech, all sorts of things.
So it's like each node is a tiny piece of the puzzle,
Yes.
and together they create like the full picture. That's wild.
It is.
But what about communication? How do we actually talk to these AI systems?
Ah, well, language is key for true human AI interaction. That's where natural language processing, NLP, comes in.
Okay.
It allows machines to, well, understand our language. And then you have natural language generation, or NLG, that allows machines to, you know, talk back to us.
So NLP is like AI learning to read, and NLG is learning to write.
In a sense, yes. You got it.
Yeah, that makes sense. But how advanced are we talking here? Can I, like, have a philosophical debate with my smartphone yet?
Not quite yet. But think about, like, Siri or Alexa, right? Mm-hmm. They can understand some simple requests and respond, but it's still pretty basic. More advanced NLG systems are emerging, though. Take, for example, Narrative Sciences Quill.
Quill. What does that do?
Quill. It goes beyond those simple sentences.
Yeah.
You can analyze data and then craft these really insightful narratives that really explain the why behind the numbers.
So it's not just giving you a bunch of numbers. Mm-hmm. It's saying, this is happening because of this. Like, it's actually telling a story with data.
Exactly. You got it.
That's pretty amazing. I mean, we've covered so much already. AI that helps us shop. AI that analyzes data like Sherlock Holmes. AI that can tell stories.
And we're just getting started.
I know. It's incredible. It makes you wonder where we'll be in a few years with all this. This is already blowing my mind.
Just wait. It gets even more interesting.
Yeah. And it really makes you wonder, like, what are the boundaries of all this? If AI can shop for us, play detective, even tell stories, what's next, you know?
That is the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
It's something that researchers are, you know, grappling with every single day. But with all these advancements, though, with all the amazing stuff, there's another question that comes up.
Yeah, and what's that?
How much do we actually trust these systems?
Oh, that's a really good point. I mean, it's one thing to have some AI, like, recommending me a new book or, you know, telling me the weather. But what about the bigger stuff?
Exactly.
Like, what if it's, I don't know, giving advice on a medical diagnosis or, like, financial investments? That feels different.
Absolutely. As these AI systems take on these bigger roles, you know, more complex roles, transparency, that becomes really, really essential. Mm-hmm. It's no longer enough for the AI to just get it right, to have the right answer. We need to understand why it's right, how it actually got there.
So it's like, I trust my doctor because they went to medical school for however many years and, you know, they've got the experience, they can explain things to me.
Exactly.
I wouldn't just blindly follow some medical advice without understanding the, like, the why behind it all.
Right, exactly. And the same should absolutely apply to AI, especially as we're, you know, kind of giving it more responsibility, delegating more to these systems. That's where explainability, that idea, becomes crucial.
Okay.
We need AI that can not only just make the decision, but actually explain its thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, how did it get there? And it has to be in a way that we humans, we can get it. We can understand it.
So it's not just about AI getting smarter. It's about making it more transparent,
yes,
more accountable for what it's doing, for its decisions.
Absolutely. And that's honestly, that's a huge challenge. Like, how do you even begin to design a system that can process all this information crazy fast,
yeah,
but also at the same time lay out its logic in a way that, you know, makes sense to us, especially when you're talking about these really, really complex situations?
It's almost like we need AI to, like, translate from AI. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
Like, break down its complex calculations into something that we can actually wrap our heads around.
In a way, yes. And it's a fascinating area of research because, I mean, for AI to really reach its full potential, it needs to be something we work with, not something that we're just blindly following.
Right. It's like the difference between, I don't know, a boss who just barks orders versus a leader who actually takes the time to explain their vision, explain what's going on, why we're doing this. You're much more likely to trust and follow someone when you understand what's happening, why it's happening.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of relationship, honestly, that we need to build with AI. One of, you know, understanding and trust.
So how do we even encourage that? How do we get to that point, to more transparent AI, more explainable AI?
Right. I mean, that's the question, isn't it? It's going to take a lot. It's not just one thing, right? It's how we design the systems, how you regulate them, everything.
Right.
But it starts with awareness, honestly. The more we understand about AI, what it can do, what it can't do, you know, all of it, the better we are, the better equipped we are to actually demand that transparency, that accountability from it.
So it's about, like, asking the right questions, not just blindly accepting whatever answers or, like, recommendations AI spits out.
Yes. We can't be passive in this. We need to be informed.
Yeah, we need to be informed participants in all of this, this whole technological evolution that's happening.
Exactly. Because the future of AI, it's not some predetermined thing.
It's not.
No. This is something that we're actively shaping, you know, right now, by the choices we make, by what we demand from it.
And that brings us back to, well, today's deep dive into AI for Dummies.
Right.
You know, this book, it's a really great starting point. It breaks down the basics, helps us understand what we're even talking about with AI. But it also, it opens up all these new questions.
It does. That's the beauty of a good deep dive.
Yeah, it's not just about, you know, memorizing a bunch of facts. It's about sparking that curiosity, getting people to think, okay, where do I go from here? What else is out there?
And empowering you to learn more, to explore more.
Exactly. Like, it's about empowering you to actually become an informed participant in all of this, in the whole AI revolution that's happening, whether you're the one building these systems or, you know, just trying to navigate a world where it's everywhere.
Absolutely. And who knows, maybe one of our listeners right now is going to be the one to crack the code on, like, truly transparent and trustworthy AI.
I love that. I hope so. It really is both exciting and a little bit daunting when you really think about it, you know?
Yeah.
This technology that has the potential to, like, completely change everything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think, like any powerful tool, it comes with this this responsibility.
Right.
We need to understand, you know, what it can do, but also what can't do. We can't get carried away.
Yeah. And I think, you know, thinking back to AI for Dummies, even just the basics are, like, mind-blowing when you really start to think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
We've got AI helping us shop. We've got AI analyzing data, like, you know, Sherlock Holmes. We've even got AI that can tell stories.
It's pretty wild.
It really is. It makes you wonder where we'll even be in a few years with all of this.
It's moving so fast. And I think that's the amazing thing about it, right? This is constantly evolving. What was, like, straight-up science fiction a couple of decades ago is, like, totally normal now.
Yeah.
It's part of our lives.
Yeah.
Every time you unlock your phone, you know, with facial recognition, every time you get a personalized recommendation online, that's AI.
Right. It's like we don't even think about it.
Exactly. It's like blended into everything.
It's becoming this, like, invisible assistant. Right.
In a way, yeah. But, and I think this is important, we can't forget this. AI is a tool.
Okay.
And like any tool, it can be used, you know, in good ways and bad ways. It's up to us.
Right. So it's not just about what it can do. It's about, I don't know, what we should be asking it to do, what we want it to do.
Yes, exactly. It's about making really conscious choices about how this all fits into our lives.
Right.
What kind of future are we building with this?
It's a big question.
It is.
Yeah.
And honestly, there are no easy answers to a lot of this stuff.
It's a lot to consider.
But that's the challenge.
Yeah.
And the opportunity, honestly. It's up to us.
I love that. Well said. So to all our listeners, as we wrap up this deep dive, we leave you with this. Stay curious, keep asking those questions, and don't shy away from, you know, the complex stuff when it comes to AI.
Because the more we know, the more we understand, you know, the better equipped we are to shape all of this, shape the future of AI.
A future that reflects, you know, what we value, a future that makes things better for everyone.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, on that note, it's time for us to sign off.
Until next time.
Until next time. Keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep into the world around you.